I have been spending some time these last few years musing over developments in technology, not in the way that you all probably think, which is in the way of how your clients are innovating and inventing, but really the crossroads with technology advances and how we practice law. And underneath all of that, how do the ethics rules relate to this intersection? Where does this all come to meet? So where I would like to take you all today is in three general areas of discussion, and which I'd like to say also that these concepts and ideas are really pretty new for most. I don't know about you all. I can tell by some of the folks in the room that you're probably about my generation. I just celebrated my 25th anniversary as a lawyer, and the idea back in 1993, when I became a member of the bar, that there was something where you could practice, some place you could practice law, other than at a law office in a brick-and-mortar facility with other lawyers around you, was something that was absolutely inconceivable. And the things that we take for granted now are basically taken over our everyday lives, for better or for worse, have fundamentally changed how we engage in the practice of law. And so I'm looking at this sort of phenomenon and sort of analyzing it in the ways of how the ethics rules of the PTO, the Virginia State Bar,